I'm joined in the studio by actor, producer, videographer, and photographer Tracy Fisher. Tracy resides in Hot Springs, Virginia. He's originally from Marion. Tracy found his love for the big screen while watching action and adventure films with his dad. After high school, Tracy attended Radford University, where he earned a Bachelor of Science degree in theater with a minor in cinematic arts. And what did Tracy do after graduation? Well, he did what a lot of aspiring actors do. He packed his bags and went out to Hollywood and started a 20-plus year journey that's taken him to Hollywood, Atlanta, New York, and movie sets up and down the East Coast. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. And how are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. Good. Doing great. So you fell in love with acting at an early age. Who are some of your favorite actors or actresses growing up?
Going back, I would say the number one actor is Mel Gibson. I was, you know, we used to watch the movie Braveheart with my dad. We've probably watched that 50 times, maybe 60. And I absolutely fell in love with the way, you know, films are put together, the way films, you know, in general are made. And he's still an inspiration today with The Passion of the Christ. By far, he's probably my favorite actor and director.
So, you know, we're the same age, and so undoubtedly we've had some favorite movies through the 80s and such. You know, what were some of your favorite movies in the 80s?
Ooh, gosh, 18 Wolf, one of the best classics out there, Teen Wolf. 90s, again, would be Braveheart, but I would think offhand Teen Wolf would be probably my favorite movie of the 80s.
Before college, did you ever do any acting in school or church plays, anything like that?
No, that's funny. I grew up really, really shy, painfully shy, and kind of an introvert. And acting was so far off my radar. That was nothing that I was more into, like physical therapy, well, fitness at that time, just working out. I love to do that. But no, that was something I never thought I would be an actor. That's something that was not on my radar.
You get to Radford, and how did you discover that acting would be part of your life?
Well, it was a girl, right? So I had a class.
It's almost like a country song.
Yeah, no, it is. I had an elective class with this girl, and, you know, I wanted to spend more time around her, and I found out she was an actress, and I was like, you know what? I'm not really in love with physical therapy at the moment. I can probably switch over to this, and it's going to be easy, right? This is going to be, you know what? It's an easy way to graduate. I can get out of school. This is perfect. And it was, I was a shock. I did declare the major. I got into it, but it was, acting is not easy. It is not easy. It's the opposite.
If you're just joining us, that's the voice of Tracy Fisher. He's resides in Hot Springs, Virginia. He is an actor who has appeared in several television shows and movies over the past 20 plus years in working on his craft. A couple of his most recent films are No Vacancy, The Road to Galena, No King, Survivor's Choice, The Legend of Josie Adams, which was a short, Consumption, and then you've got some things coming out now. Love Is Not Enduring, is that out already?
Not yet. That's still in pre-production, but we have The Pregnancy Promise, which I shot in Ohio for Lifetime. That'll be coming out this year. I played a paramedic. Well, Saving lives.
Well, you know, in Lifetime, we were talking off-air, and me and my wife, that was our first sort of introduction to seeing you on screen, was in The Christmas Listing, where you played a realtor.
Yes, and believe me, I went out to Minnesota to film that. I drove from Hot Springs to Minnesota. That's dedication to the craft. But I went out there, and let me tell you, that is, we were outside filming, and Minnesota cold is something to experience. A lot of you may have experienced that, but I had not, and it absolutely bone chilling. But it was fun. Sometimes it was hard to get the lines out because it was so cold. But I had a blast.
So you didn't have a traditional path into acting. You know, you grew up in Marion, Virginia. You said it's about 20,000+ people in the county as a whole.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, but small town feel to it. Yeah. And you pack your bags up, you go to Los Angeles. And what was the culture shock like for you?
Ooh, the biggest thing I can remember is just the freeway. So we're going from, like, you know, 81, a two lane, to get on the 5 freeway. I froze up. I couldn't believe the amount of traffic that came out. And the speed, you know, it's not like New York. That's true speed. But L.A. is a lot faster than Marion, especially Hot Springs. But just the way it moved. But then, you know, that was before navigation. So I was out there in 2001, and there's something called Thomas Guide. So you had to memorize where to go, like all the freeways, what was going on, because you couldn't just plug it into your phone, you know. So that was probably the biggest challenge, just knowing. But the cool thing was, if you were on a freeway and you got off another side street, it was still like a four-lane highway. So you never really got lost. It was kind of grid system. So that's pretty unique. But yeah, just the size and, you know, cities within cities and just the people, the culture. And then, you know, it took me about 6 months, but I fell in love with it. I was like, man, this is great. You know, there is a world outside of Smith County. I'm like, wait a minute. There's an ocean out here.
So, you know, you get out there and you start taking auditions. And when did it hit you that you were an actor, or that this was going to be something that you would be willing to give your time, life, and energy to?
You know, So I was out there for 10 years, but I wouldn't say that I was, you know, there were so many distractions going on. So I wouldn't say that I was the best actor out there as far as discipline, but halfway through it, I knew it. I booked a couple of things, small parts, and I was like, you know what, this is something I could probably do, but the competition was so high out there that quickly kind of deflated, and I kind of reverted back into fitness. So it's kind of a funny story. I went out there just ready to go, got a few things, and then kind of like let it dwindle because the pressure. During that time, you couldn't. Nowadays, you can, you know, film yourself in a room and submit it to your agent, who will send it over to the cast and directors and do a Zoom callback. At that time, everything was, you drive an hour to go into the room, which is see the casting director, and they would audition you. So it was in that, and just trying to live, trying to make enough money to live. So I quickly kind of fell back into the pattern, like, you know what, I may not make it. And then I was out there 10 years, and I was like, you know what, I don't know if this is going to work. And then I, you know, went through a kind of a breakup, and then I said, I'm going to go back to the Southeast. And I ended up back in Atlanta, oddly enough. And that was 2011. I had no idea at that point. They were just starting to do self-tapes and getting into the market. This is Tyler Perry is starting building stuff out there, and I didn't really know about that at that time. And I got into it, and then I booked a few things in Atlanta. Then, you know, I've pretty much been on this role for 10 plus years out this way. So it's funny, I talked to a friend of mine in LA for No Vacancy. He was in Burbank, California, watching my movie in California, but I filmed it, you know, out here in Florida. So yeah, but anyway, that's kind of a long answer, but you know, it started off hot. I knew that I could do it, but then, you know, the pressures of that field kind of took it away from me.
Well, what we're going to do now, we're at 11:14, is we're going to take a quick break here. A word from an underwriter. If you're just joining us, the voice you just heard was that of Tracy Fisher. He's an actor. We've got to talk about some of these production credits. Those all popped up in 2022, so definitely want to talk about some of those. But what we'll do is we'll hear a message from one of our underwriters after a PSA, and we'll be back with Tracy Fisher on the other side of the break. Joined in studio by Tracy Fisher. He's an actor, lives in Hot Springs, and felt like, you know, good story, good inspiration. We got a lot of kids that are part of the radio program, the Highland Mid Kids, the radio club. Years ago, the kids in Bath that were part of the drama and radio club when Sage was here. And so the arts are vital to a well-rounded education in, yes, in my belief. The ability to imagine yourself outside of yourself, or to imagine a world bigger than you, is something that is cultivated in that craft. And so I'm joined in studio by Tracy, and, you know, we're the same age, kind of from the same part of the world, so our experiences are similar, and we have a lot of overlap. But, you know, you didn't have the easiest path to the success that you've been able to enjoy in the last 16 to 18 months of your career. I mean, it's been a grind.
Ooh, that it has. It's been, you know, it took me 20 years to see myself in the theater, like 20 plus years. And I didn't, at that point, 19 years in, I didn't know if that would even be possible. But, you know, 2021 was a very good year, and a lot of stuff released, you know, last year, and I was able to go see that. But honestly, being married to Jeanette Fang as a classical pianist helped a lot. All it takes, well, in my experience, what it has taken is someone believing in you.
Right.
So 19 years, I just felt like I was out there, you know, by your, it's a hard business and you're by yourself and you're, yeah, you do have agents and support, but when you get that person on the other side of the camera reading with you off screen and they believe in your craft and believe in who you are, that for me was a turning point. And I did it here in Hot Springs. I mean, I've been all over, you know, and I have a few agents kind of sprinkled all through the U.S., not just, you know, Southeast, Midwest, you know, New York. But I had to move to Hot Springs, Virginia to make it. So it's wild, but it's the truth.
You have a lot of stuff that's been released between 21 and 22, which leads me to ask you, you know, that means that some of that stuff was produced during COVID, you know. How did we obviously know that theaters were shut down and production was difficult, but from a personal level, how did COVID affect you and your craft?
Okay, so it's kind of like twofold. So one, it really helped me because prior to COVID, I had one agent. And right now I'm sitting at 10. So, you know, when COVID hit, all these agents didn't have a lot going on. So they were taking people cold submissions, like email them, hey, this is, I'm here, I have this experience. So I was able to pick up a lot of agents and hold on to them till we got kicked back off. So that was a great thing. And then everyone was willing from LA to New York, Chicago to take self-tapes, which is basically you taping yourself, which is kind of normal now, but even to a greater level. Right. And then Zoom became something. You know, prior to it was all like Skype, right? So Zoom wasn't really in the market, but now Zoom is like a standard. You can still, they prefer to just Zoom a callback instead of like wasting everyone's time coming to the destination. Right. So that for me helped. And maybe that's the true reason to being here. And, you know, COVID hit in 2021, I was able to pick up all the agents and then a bunch of parts. But on the same hand, when you go out to film something, it is a nightmare because it's already hard enough to get on set and relax and get into your part. But then you have to do all these PCR tests. So when it was first hitting off, if you got COVID, I think it was a 2-week quarantine, if I'm right. So no matter what, though, you would go to set and you'd have to quarantine, PCR test on, 3 days quarantine, sit there doing nothing, and then go on set then 3 days after.
Right.
So it was a lot. But now it's like, you know, you can get the PCR test within, I think, 2 days. But I lost several parts going into that year of 2020, but, you know, what I gained from it was a lot better than what I lost, you know. So it was great, but there was some negative to it too, but it did help. But again, filming, when you're actually on set, COVID is a nightmare.
Wow. COVID being one of the many issues you sort of had to overcome over the course of your career. But, you know, 2015, Constantine was something that was, I can imagine that was sort of at that time, maybe a highlight moment for you.
Well, it really was because prior to that, I was still fighting being non-union. I wasn't eligible at that point to join the union, which is basically means, you know, you have a SAG-AFTRA production and a non-union, which is we can get together and make our own production. If you're part of the union, obviously the wages, the pay is a lot better for the actor, which is, you know, and you get, you know, there's a lot more responsibility with the producer, with the actor. So it's better circumstances. But yeah, that was a big highlight. I moved out of LA, came back to Atlanta, and I was only there like a year and a half. And then this new pilot came into Atlanta, you know, for NBC called Constantine. And my agent at the time submitted me for it. And I read for it and booked the part. It was like 5 lines, but man, it was a highlight because meeting all these stars, I was kind of, you know, starstruck, but like, wow, I'm here on a massive set, massive scale. And I knew at that point, like, that's another moment when I knew, hey man, you can do this. You know what? You can do it. You know, you're here.
So over the course of your career, you have been able to interact with folks who have worked, you know, 20, 30 plus years in the career. Talk about some of the folks who you've worked with who have helped you in some way or another, you know?
Well, I'll write a plan. There's no vacancy. Dean Cain, I had my scene was with him, and we're just sitting around, you know, before we shoot, we're just running lines, and, you know, somebody had asked him, was it me? He's like, hey, you know, if you could do it all over, would you still be an actor? And he took a big breath. He's like, you know, I would, in a sense, because I know that it's for me. I love it. But if you're not 100% dedicated, you know, I would recommend doing something else.
Right.
And I was like, you know, reality, like I, you know, I have to be this dedicated to this craft all the time. It's a 24/7 business. So it was just more of an eye opener. Like, hey, this is, I'm on the right track because I can kind of identify with what he's saying.
Right.
And other people, like, you know, was it Margaret Collin in The Road to Galena? Is like, you know, remember this? We were doing a scene with her in The Road to Galena, and she's like, hey, number one thing, we're having fun.
Right.
That's it. Everything else you see around you, this is to a massive scale, but guess what? This scene, we're having fun. That's it.
So when you think about the way to approach your craft, or you know, you get a script and you're trying to put yourself in the frame of mind of the character you're playing, yeah, like, how does that process start for you?
Ooh, and it really depends on what the role is and what type of production. It could be commercial, which is usually MOS, which is no dialogue. You know, it's, you know, I did like the Ohio Lottery recently. It was just having fun. So that's a little bit different. That's more of a lot of nonverbal cues, emotions, or a big part like The Road to Galena, which I was a supporting character in that, which is one of my biggest parts. That one takes a little more prep. You have to really break down your given circumstances of where you're at as a character, know your intentions, your objectives, what are the stakes in the game. So it takes a lot of preparation to because your character starts off with a goal, and how is he going to get that? You know, how is he going to get it? What's his objective? You know, so it's a long preparation. It's a lot of stuff to that. So it just depends on if it's a feature film or if it's a, you know, TV show. The type of production really varies on like preparation. And how much time you have. Like, I was talking to you off air. Sometimes you get you win by being the last person up to film in this whole 3-month series, or you could be the first and you have no time to prepare. So it just depends. Because I'm not a star, right? So I'm just going in there filling exposition. So I'm not like, you know, Brad Pitt, like, hey, oh, sorry, I need like 6 weeks to do right. this. So it just depends.
Well, if you're just joining us, the voice you just heard is that of Tracy Fisher. He's been a guest in studio. Tracy resides in Hot Springs. He's been an actor, and he's been actually doing some producing. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. But first, we're going to hear a PSA, and then we'll get into some music. Stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio. If you're just joining in, we have been joined in studio by Tracy Fisher. Tracy's a local actor from Hot Springs. He's started his journey in this life in Marion, Virginia, and then Radford University had a say in his development. Took his talents out west, then back south to Atlanta, and finds himself in Hot Springs, Virginia. And so, you know, we were talking off air, and, you know, you've sort of moved into the production phase of the business. Talk about what that move is for you, and maybe what your goals are.
Well, it's really gratifying because you get to see the other actors come together and, you know, have a project and produce it from top to bottom and make it, you know, a viable outlet for them too. So it's, you know, it's really it's really gratifying. It's producing is an animal all by itself. You have to get a lot of people, not really like-minded, but together to help get a script from the beginning of that all the way to the end, to the final product. So it's great. It's a lot of work, but it's great.
What has been some of the things that maybe has helped you into this new path that you picked up from acting or being on set so many years?
You know, just seeing the hours you put in as an actor, because you start off, it's a 24/7 thing. And with producing, for an example, it's a little more merit-based. You can actually see. So as an actor, you can go out there and work as hard as you can. You can work on a role, and then for some odd reason, you might get it. But producing, you can actually have a project, look at the script, and then 6 months later, it's, you know, on the big screen or on a small television, so you can watch it. It's just that skill, knowing, never, you know, having the dedication and not giving up with it, has helped me.
And, you know, one of the things that at AMR we do is we really try to highlight the educational component of what we do. Obviously, entertainment's important, the information. But, you know, there's an educational component to it. You know, for the kids who may pick this up later, and I'm going to edit this interview and it'll be on our website in a day or so, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. But, you know, what would you say specifically to the kids who are right now in drama club that are doing plays that maybe want to find themselves, you know, on a stage or on a screen? What would you say to those kids?
I would just say simply, you know, if you love it, don't give up. Don't quit, because there are plenty of people out there that are going to tell you, like, you know what, you're not good enough. This is not for you. You can make more money elsewhere. But if you do love this craft as an actor or an actress, I would say go for it. You know, it's going to be hard. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs, which I live constantly, but never quit.
Amen. Well, I'm going to get you out of here on this. Let us know some of the upcoming projects you got coming out. I know that you've got some things in 2023 getting ready to...
Yeah, so the biggest thing that I have right now that's coming out is The Pregnancy Promise for Lifetime, where I played a paramedic, you know, saving lives. And I just had No King, that was a music video that released as a narrative music video. And let's see... I know that you can find No Vacancy now. It's on Amazon Prime, all platforms. And The Road to Galena is also on all streaming platforms now.
Well, Tracy, I really appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you. What we're going to do is get back into the music. Here's going to be Johnny Paycheck, The Old Violin. Stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio.